For years, officials have been working to help a fish in the West whose habitat is shrinking. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Bradle tagged along with a biologist who has a deep connection to those efforts in one part of our region.
It's a cloudy day east of Reno, and Chad Mellison, wearing waders and holding a fly fishing rod, steps into the Truckee River. He unfurls his line and casts upstream into the fast-flowing waters.
If you're a fish and you live in a river, your nose is pointing upstream because that's where your food's coming down.
Mellison knows fish better than most. He's an avid fly fisher and longtime biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Right now he's fishing for Lahontan cutthroat trout, Nevada state fish. He isn't having any luck yet.
That's why they call it fishing and not catching. If it were easy, wouldn't be as fun.
The Lahontan cutthroat trout is characterized by a vibrant red slash under its jaw, and it's a trophy fish many anglers hope to hook when they cast a line in northern Nevada. Just ask Mike Anderson, a guide with the Reno Fly Shop. Every year, he has a handful of clients land a 20-pound cutthroat in nearby Pyramid Lake. He says at that size, they almost look prehistoric.
The fish that get that big and the people that hook into them, it's a life-changing, once-in-a-lifetime kind of a thing.
This cutthroat species once swam in a dozen lake systems and more than 7,000 miles of streams in the Lahontan Basin, which extends from northern Nevada to central California. Today, they occupy just about 10% of their historical habitat. For decades, they've been listed as a threatened species. Here's Mellison again.
Two of the biggest threats are poor habitat quality and then non-native fish.
He says river diversions, dams, and wildfires damage their habitat, and non-native brook trout outcompete them for food and territory, and even eat them. That's decimated cutthroat in some areas, like the North Fork of the Humboldt River in northeastern Nevada. Decades ago, that was home to one of the biggest populations. By 2011, the fish no longer survive there. One big reason:
there was a mining company up there doing exploratory drilling, and they wanted to drill some really deep holes.
So deep that the drilling punctured the local aquifer and connected it to another one further downstream. Like a straw, it sucked up the headwaters of the North Fork. That forced the cutthroat further and further downriver, where they met brook trout.
And so within a couple of years, the brook trout had taken over.
A fish barrier was installed to stop brook trout from traveling upriver, and the Nevada Department of Wildlife worked to remove those that remained. It treated the river and area waterways with a chemical called rotenone. The agency's Jacob Stoller says the habitat still showed problems when they started returning the fish in 2015.
There's still impacts from mining, drought, irrigation, just because of water diversion, that kind of stuff.
It wasn't until 2021 that officials felt confident that the cutthroat were not only surviving, they were thriving. Mellison provided the defining moment. After doing field work in the North Fork area, he decided to fly fish a bit before heading home.
First cast, hooked the fish, and I'm like, this better be a cutthroat after all the work we've been doing. And of course it was, and landed it, and it was just a beautiful fish.
He knew the day couldn't get any better and packed up his rod.
Seeing a native fish that you caught, you admire it and then watch it swim away back into its home is, yeah, that's good stuff.
Mellison and the others who helped return the cutthroat to the North Fork are hopeful about the future of that population. Biologists are waiting on environmental DNA results to confirm that brook trout are no longer in the river. And if you're wondering if Mellison caught a cutthroat on this cool, cloudy day outside of Reno.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, the big fish.
I don't know. Did you see the rod? I mean, the rod is
as he said earlier, that's why they call it fishing, not catching. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radle.